try to make things normal, and they try to make people very busy, asking them to come to the banks and give them money. They are promising to make a better life for the people and promising better future. But deep inside, they don't like this regime. At least they can buy some food, or because even the prices of basic items and foodstuff has increased so much, and people cannot afford to buy basic daily needs, especially when they have little children. They cry, they don't know what's happening, they just need to feed them. So this is the situation now, and especially when you go out, you see these tanks everywhere and the voice of helicopters flying over you, and planes, army planes, big planes, taking missionaries to other cities to kill other people. And the situation is not, it's not good here. They're inviting people to come to school and to come to work. And what they do if you send your children to go to normal class as they have, so they take them to, you know, to the squares to raise Libyan flags and Gaddafi pictures and act as supporters, which is not true. But they're just taking people, I mean, minor people without their family permission, just a guest. And you as a family, if you go there, you say, "Don't take my children," then you are in trouble.